I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now it's time to ask the CLO. This is from Avery in Longview. Avery writes, I'm having second thoughts about taking my girlfriend to my family reunion. She was raised to speak her mind and that her opinion matters. My parents, aunts, and uncles don't play that. How do I uninvite her and tell her it's for her own good?
No. See, sometimes you got to tape people. Sometimes you just got to tape people. Sometimes it's better to show them than to tell them. Now, how you was raised to speak your own mind and your opinion matters and all that, beautiful. But listen, in the words of my father-in-law, just because you can do something don't mean you should do something. Mm-hmm. And you got to learn that lesson. And I think now is a good time for her to learn that. Take her to your family reunion, because old black people got a way of making you feel real stank right quick.
She's arguing with his family at the reunion, just arguing.
Please take her.
And write us back.
Write us back.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it is Nia in Southfield, and Nia writes, my husband has developed a stench lately. He showers before bedtime, and by early morning when we're having sex, the sweaty smell is back. It's strong. And he acts like he can't smell it. Should I withhold sex until he stops stinking up the place?
Wow.
Well, you got to find out what the cause is. You and your wife, so wives know, he has developed a stench. Now, that's different from stank.
How so, Steve?
It's the three smell. It's the three S's. You have a smell, you have a stank, and you have a stench.
Uh-huh.
He is stench is like a third degree burn. You know, you can put your hand over and say, ooh, they're hot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then you put it over there, ooh, you burn me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, third degree burn ain't no ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Third degree burn. You got to go somewhere. Emergency care.
Yeah, yes, to the emergency.
Yeah, third degree burn, you got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You got to go find out what has caused the stench.
But he's showering. That's not it, huh?
Well, he's showering. Shower. But we lay down. It's something he eating now.
Oh.
Send it back.
Something he eating.
What? Now. What could cause a stench?
Mm. Well, In my life, I know several foods that can cause a stench.
Okay. What? Like what?
Chitlins is the number one predator.
of stench calling. On a ranch?
2025. I'm just telling
you. Well, 2025, you can do that because they got them already cleaned. You can freeze them. So there's people out there still doing that. Here's another food that can cause a stench, and people are very unaware of this. Spam. Spam can cause a stench. If you eat enough of it late at night, wrong time, you can wake up in the morning and smell like you ate something that died.
Wow.
Those are the two that come to mind right away.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and
yeah,
here's
find
another
out.
One that causes a stitch. Okay. If you're Muslim and you went somewhere and accidentally ate some pork, they not going to do well on that. I'm just going to tell you that right now. They not going to do well on that.
All
avoid
right.
that at all costs.
Okay.
You know, and because I have so many Muslim friends now, it's actually made me rethink the whole thing with pork.
Oh.
So I've erased that from my diet, except for barbecue, because barbecue, once you put ribs on an open flame over charcoal, it removes all pork properties.
Okay, anyway. Moving on to Cheyenne in Santa Monica. Cheyenne writes, I was sitting in the parking lot at the mall, and I watched a couple get in the back seat of a car and have sex. I FaceTimed my husband while I watched them have sex. He said that we should try it. We're both 53. Are we too old to do it?
No. Get on back there. But now let me tell you something you probably didn't film. You probably didn't film getting back out that backseat. Now you should have completed the process. And then you need to take into consideration how old they are. Now, y'all can go back there. You can get in the backseat. You can do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, somebody, I'm just going to tell you, somebody going to get hurt.
Catch a child of horse.
It's going to be an injury.
A cramp. Some sort of injury.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying they are too old to do it then?
No, you ain't too old to do it. Uh-huh. You just got to understand it's going to come with a cost.
Oh,
listen, Frisco. Y'all. Okay. Look, you can do anything at any age, mm-hmm. but there's a cost factor that has to be factored in. Yeah. You cannot assume that you can just do anything you want to do because you used to do it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Me and my wife was in the backyard last year shooting baskets. It had rained. So the net shrunk a little bit. So she shot the ball, and it went through the net, but it didn't come down. Mm-hmm. She said, Steve, get the ball. The first attempt, because I hadn't done that in a long time, I didn't even get to the net. And then she said, oh, you can't get it down? We'll get one of the work, somebody to get it down. Now, my ego's involved.
Oh, of course.
So I go back, gathered myself, went up there, and jumped, and hit the ball, knocked it out the net. She said, wow, you can still get up there.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I came down, you all seen that old black man on Instagram.
That old man.
When I came down.
Came down.
That was me. When I came down. That was me. And I went in the house after one basket. And I paid. I ain't been back out there since.
Oh, you don't even go out there, huh?
I went on, got my golf clubs, go do what I could do.
A great story, Steve. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Jess in the Bronx. This is the last one, Steve. Jess writes, my boyfriend had a bag of gummies by his bed. I ate two and didn't know they were edibles. My boyfriend was not concerned that I mistakenly took drugs. He was only mad that I ate them without asking him. Is this a sign that he's not for me? Is this a sign?
But see, had you asked him first, he would have had the ability to tell you, hey, them ain't just gummies now. Mm-hmm. So now he's right for being mad at you because this could have gone sideways. I think you're taking it wrong in that he mad at me for not asking. But I think you got to look how men think. Damn, baby, why didn't you ask me first? It could have saved you the problem. Had you asked him, mm-hmm. so quit thinking that is he not right for me because he left the gummy. Why are you eating stuff you don't know where it come from?
Right.
Well, there ain't no gummy. Snack food at night gummies.
Really?
Maybe to her.
You ever, let me ask you a question. You ever had a gummy at night before you went to bed?
No.
Hello?
You can eat candy.
I don't want the sugar in my teeth. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.